May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1143. See, gracious God, before thy throne thy mourning people bend. 'Tis on thy sovereign grace alone our humble hopes depend. Hymn 1143.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth a chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to pray. Kind and merciful, gracious, eternal Lord God, it is again thy goodness and kindness that we, favoured and spared to see light and dawn of another Sabbath day. We humbly ask and pray thy help now, as we, a little company, have found gathered now in thy house. We humbly ask and pray thou condescend to come and gather with us and make thy presence known unto us. Dear Lord, we do seek thy gracious help. Lord, we may be helped, dear Lord, in prayer and thanksgiving before thee. We are exhorted to enter into thy courts with praise and thanksgiving. And dear Lord, thou knowest how each one of us come here this morning, and perhaps, dear Lord, in our hearts we seem, Lord, not to have much thanksgiving. We're cast down. We mourn because, dear Lord, of our sins and the sins of our nation. But dear Lord, wilt thou help us to render thanksgiving to thee for all thy goodness and mercy and kindness to us, because thy mercies truly are great. They are many. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Our needs are abundantly supplied with health and strength and use of natural faculties. Comforts abound. And dear Lord, we are not where our sins so richly deserve. A great mercy that we have found here this morning in thy house, in the place of prayer. We're still found on praying ground. Has not cut us off as our sins so richly deserve. So then, Lord, may we thank thee. And may we thank thee for thy beloved Son, as the Apostle says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And dear Lord, we do ask that thou be with us then. Lord, we come, dear Lord, in a cloud, a dark cloud, overshadows us, Lord, as a land and nation. Lord, that's how we feel it. That's how we look at it. Lord, those things, Lord, that have taken place in our parliament in the last week and previous weeks, first in the Commons and then in the House of Lords. Dear Lord, we humbly ask thee to appear. Lord, for thine own great namesake, not for anything else, but Lord, but for thine own great namesake, Lord, do appear, arise for our help, and deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. Dear Lord, we as a nation indeed have forgotten the God that wrought deliverance for us in the past, in those great wars. Why, 100 years ago, the clouds of war with Germany were blowing up. Now, Lord, we have the subtlety of Satan. Lord, the diminishing of thy word. Dear Lord, where do we go? Oh, Lord, may we look up unto thee. And may we cry continually before thee. Oh, that thou would indeed regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer, the prayer of thy remnant of thy people. Lord, thou knowest, we have said, Lord, before in prayer and privately with others, dear Lord, that it's a minority that want these abominable things that our government sees fit to bring on our statute book. But Lord, it's a minority. But sadly, the majority are so complacent. Oh, we ask, dear Lord, that thou wilt stir up men's hearts and minds, or that they may see the error of their ways. Those, Lord, that change their mind because of what younger ones say. What is all the fuss about? Dear Lord, they don't understand because it's never been explained to them. It's never been shown them. It's never been told them. Oh, how we do need thee to arise. Lord, and oh, how the people need educating. Gracious Lord, do hear our prayers. Oh, come, Lord, and appear for us. Dear Lord, then, so that thy name might be honoured and glorified and praised. Dear Lord, and we bow our own heads in confession of our own sin and iniquities. We've not no stones to throw at any, but we plead. Nonetheless, the blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the Church of God is freed, then do hear our prayers. And dear Lord, may this day be a day to be remembered, a day when thy words be blessed to our souls, and one and another may go home remembering something that was spoken in thy name, something to abide in the heart, something, Lord, that shall bring forth some fruit in due time to thy praise and glory. Then hear prayer. And dear Lord, an empty send us not away. Thou wouldst not send the multitude empty away. Lord, we're not a multitude, but we do plead that
Thou art come in the power of thy Holy Spirit here this day, and command thy blessing, dear Lord, to rest upon us, and to fit and prepare us each for heaven and for eternity. Why, Lord, we, through thy mercy and kindness, we see then another Sabbath day. Lord, it's another Sabbath day nearer to eternity, and we know not how many more we may have or may not have. Oh, then prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Do make us right and keep us right, fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory, that we may know that our names are indeed recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Oh, we read of that Lamb's Book of Life, and oh, we ask to know that our names are found there. Dear Lord Jesus, do hear our prayers. We pray that thou remember here, dear Lord, this little church and congregation. Do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Be gracious to each and all, we pray thee. Remember them. Lord, we think of the little ones. Bless their souls. Oh, that they may have been born into this world, only to be born again of thy Holy Spirit. Do hear the prayers that are offered up unto thee on their behalf. Prayers of parents and grandparents, and maybe aunts and uncles and others. Oh, gracious Lord, do hear prayer that they may be kept and they may have in their hearts that good thing to the Lord God of Israel. They may grow up and have an aching void that this world cannot fill, that their soul may be on the stretch to find Christ and to know him. Dear Lord, do graciously work then. And then there's others, Lord, the younger ones, Lord, their school, college, university, whatever. We pray thou bless them and be with them. It may be, Lord, that some are busy at the present, and maybe they're anxious. Maybe they've got some examination in the coming week or weeks. Lord, do surround them. Do help them. Help them commit all into thy hand. May they go into those situations with that prayer, Lord, help me. Be with them then and undertake for them and remember them and bring them through. We pray then for the parents, undertake for them and help them. Give them wisdom to bring up their children, the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And older ones, Lord, grandparents, and those that bear the heat and burden of the day, remember them and help them commit all into thy hand. And dear Lord, we do pray for one and another. We think of one, Lord, that thy will, Lord, is to follow thee in the ordinances of thy house of believers' baptism at the end of the week. Lord, we pray that be with her and be very gracious. Oh, and she may have that peace and quietness and that sweet, gracious confidence that may be found trusting alone. Lord, and do bless. Evidently, Lord, thou hast blessed. And we pray thou go on to bless. And remember the parents, oh, that it may be a time of sweet encouragement to pray on for their children and for other parents here too, that they too might pray for their children, may not give up. And Lord, oh, and it may be that some have children that are not found here in the house of God this morning. Perhaps they've left and forsaken thy house. Oh, that they may pray for them. They may be brought back. They may be brought back by thy Holy Spirit, that they may have the work there, thy work, be convinced of sin, drawn by thy love and mercy, and so that they come to thy house with a true hunger and thirst after righteousness, do then graciously work, oh, that none may be left out. We sometimes sing that hymn, we cannot bear the piercing thought, but if my name should be left out, when thou for them shalt call. Lord, and we sometimes think about it as those to whom we preach, and in our families, our children, grandchildren, and brothers and sisters, we pray that their names then may not be left out. They may each be found in that Lamb's Book of Life. Hear then our prayers. We do pray that, remember our friends here that hold office, undertake for them and the heavy burdens, responsibilities that fall to their lot. Be their guide and their counsellor, we pray, and direct them by thy Holy Spirit, and do help them. Then be gracious to this church and congregation, we pray. Bless the ministry of thy servants here as they come, or they may be helped and enabled to blow that blessed, glorious trumpet of the everlasting gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, so that sinners hear the joyful sound. And now, Lord, we pray for those in sickness and affliction's path. We think of our friend, Mr. Eric Palmer, remember him. Bless him. Thou knowest all about him. And Lord, and we pray that treatment to be given may prove to be satisfactory, may prove beneficial, and that he may be cured. Lord, do appear for him and his and the family. And we think of thy servant, Mr. Woodhouse, as well. That we understand and believe still to be in hospital, remember him. Lord, now an older man, Lord, and he needs thee to appear. And if it please thee to spare him, Lord, spare him to his own flock there at South Chard, and pray that thou wilt bless him and make him a blessing still, if it please thee. And there's several of thy servants that are in poor and weak health this day, but will venture into the preach in thy name. Then give them all needed health and strength equal to the day, and undertake for them, and remember them then for good. Hear then our prayers. There are others, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts. We perhaps particularly think of our friend Jean Broome, who has lost a dear husband, a father, and now a mother. We pray that thou wilt comfort her heart and graciously support her and be with her, and other members of the family as well. Undertake for them and be with them, dear Lord, we pray thee, and do help. And there may be others, as doubtless there are, which we are unaware of, but we would lovingly commit all into thy hand, thy people. And then there are those in deep troubles and trials. Lord, we pray thou make crooked straight and rough places plain. Bring peace and reconciliation. Make a way where there's no way. Break down the great mountains of impossibility, and do mercifully appear for thy people. Sometimes, Lord, may be that they need a door to be opened. Sometimes, Lord, thou seest fit to close a door. Be with thy people and be their guide and their counsellor. Then do hear our poor prayers. us that thou art to be with us. Bless, dear Lord, the service then of thy house this day, and be with us. Undertake for us. Come, dear Lord, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 328. Afflicted saint, to Christ draw near. Thy Saviour's gracious promise hear. His faithful word declares to thee that as thy days, thy strength shall be. Hymn 328.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to one word. You'll find in Isaiah 43 and the 11th verse. Isaiah 43, verse 11, I. I. This very, very small word speaks and sets forth the blessed, glorious, eternal Lord God of heaven and of earth, who spake and commanded and it stood fast, who said, let there be light, and there was light, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think, who rules this world, he rules this world, not President Obama, David Cameron, or anybody else. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. This mighty I. This self-existent eternal being. This one that knows no beginning. This one that will know no ending. Said he rules, yes, and rules in divine sovereignty. He asks not permission from you and I. No, he reigns. He's one that is able to perform, yes, his promises, perform those promises of love and of mercy, perform those promises of justice and judgment. And why you go back to the beginning of the Word of God, and there in the book of Genesis, when we read of the Noah and the flood, and we read there, what does it read? Why, that God had made the earth, and by Genesis 6:17, it reads, and behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Where is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. That is, with Noah. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark. So the Lord then, yes, very early in the Word of God, threatens divine judgment and justice upon wicked men. And brought it to pass. And as you turn over the pages the Bible, you come to Leviticus chapter 26, and there is pronounced a curse to the disobedient. And why won't read it? Because it's another chapter almost. I read this, verse 28 of Leviticus 26. Then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I will chastise you seven times for your sins. Three times in this short verse we have this I, the mighty God speaking. Then I will. Notice the language. Then I will. Not I might. I may. I could do. I will. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will walk contrary to you also in fury. Also in fury. It is very, very strong language. And I will. This word again, will. Chastise you seven times for your sins. We think of our nation. We think of those abominable things that bill that making its way through our parliament. But friends, the Lord is still able to overturn it. Don't let us give up in prayer. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Yes, I know you know this, but let me humbly remind you of it, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And he turneth it with us, however his will. And 630 MPs, hearts, minds, are all in the hands of the Lord. And he is able to turn it whithersoever his will. And how many there are in the House of Lords, I know not. But they're all in his hand. But I want to just look at this. You find here in Zephaniah why there is again the princes of Jerusalem are reproved because of much sin. Correction is despised. There's unbelief. There's forsaking of God. The law's despised. Divine justice is spoken of. Then, dear soul, she come down to the end of this chapter, Zephaniah 3, verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people. Dear souls, it'll be your blessing and mine if you and I are found numbered amongst these afflicted and poor people. It doesn't mean, of course, a poor of this world goods, but those that feel to be poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's a spiritual poverty. Yes, and oh, the Lord Jesus himself said, then again, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The mercy, and to be found in that promise, and I will leave in the midst of thee. In the midst of this crooked, perverse nation in which we live. What a mercy if you and I are found amongst those that the Lord has chosen to leave in the midst of this land, this nation, or to be found praying souls. Prayer is the weapon of the feeble. And weakest souls can wield it best. So, dear soul, don't give up. Oh, that we may be found looking up unto Jesus. Yes, I heard one of God's dear servants, well, more than one, but in the last week, and in prayer, he made a remark something like this, mourning the fact of these things that have taken place in our parliament. And but he prayed, Lord, may we be submissive to thy will. And friends, oh, that we might be found there, submissive to God's will. That doesn't mean to say that we're going to be complacent. That's the trouble with so many people in this land today. They're complacent. They're not concerned. No, to have a gracious concern and to continue in prayer for the Lord to mercifully appear and even now overturn the evil designs of wicked men, frustrate their intentions. Go back in the history of the Word of God. And there were those that would build a tower under Babel. And the Lord, yes, came down. He overthrew it. And he brought total, utter confusion amongst the people. And he's still the same. He's still able to bring total and utter confusion in these things. But Lord, help us to come again to this text. This short word, this one lettered word, I, this great I am that I am. We've said that he's able to perform, yes, bring about as he does and has in the past those times of judgment, but yes, are on the nation we've been speaking about. But there's also this, my friends, on us individually. The soul that sins against me shall die. And why one thinks of the words of the Lord Jesus, that speaking of those that tower Siloam that fell, and that earthquake, why think ye that they were sinners above all sinners? I say no. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So then, oh, that we may come, yes, and may come to the Lord in prayer, to humble ourselves personally before the Lord of our personal sin, and pray that the Lord will indeed fit and prepare us for heaven and for glory. Yes, I. Whilst this blessed Lord is, yes, and he is able to do then exceeding abundantly. And dear soul, he will, he does regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. You, perhaps as some poor soul here this morning, yes, troubled perhaps about many, many things. But shall we say the top of that list is your never dying soul. Is where am I going to spend eternity? Well, I hope that is the concern of each and every one of us. Sadly, it's not the concern of everyone in this nation. But oh, to be brought and taught by the Holy Spirit of God, to be brought into a concern that we have to come and stand one day before this mighty eternal being. I heard of a case recently of a man, but it was on his wedding day, and when the minister read that part of the marriage service, that if either of you know any just cause why you may not be joined in matrimony together, you do now confess it, as you shall answer at the dreadful day of judgment. And it was those words, the dreadful day of judgment, that brought that young man, as he was then, into deep concern as to where he would spend eternity. Well, we're not at a wedding, but those words do need to be examined in our own hearts. We do need to ask ourselves the solemn question. Yes. Ye shall answer at the dreadful day of judgment. Good William Gadsby puts it like this, doesn't he? Pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Now, yes, there are some questions there. Am I made a real Christian? Have I union to the church's living head? Well, you're only going to get the answer to those things, dear soul, on your knees. G-
get the answer to these things by the blessed power of the Spirit, sealing God's word home into your heart. Yes, you may have God's word sealed home into your heart in conviction of sin, but yes, what a mercy though if you have sealed home into your heart that your iniquities are pardoned and forgiven. What's it read here? I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. I am he that blotteth out. Blotteth out thine iniquities. You see, there the dear Lord speaks of peace and pardon and forgiveness. This mighty eternal being, yes, whilst he is a God of justice and a God of judgment, dear soul, he is also in the person of his dear beloved Son, the God-man. He is a God of love and of mercy. He is a God that pardons iniquities and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy. This is the one here in the text, I. And as dear John, in his epistle, in the letter there, the epistle, he writes, and if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful and just. If we confess, yes, and this confession, why it will be, must be accompanied with true godly sorrow and repentance over our sin and over our iniquities. See, it's so much a part of the problem in the world today, is it not? And in our land, there is no shame. There is no shame. But a soul taught and brought by the leading of the Holy Spirit of God is brought to be ashamed. And they hang their head down, as we read, like a bulrush. They blush with shame. But, that you and I might be thoroughly ashamed of all our sin. You know, thinking of this, this thought just comes to mind. The Apostle Paul writes in one of his letters, I believe it's in the Corinthians, that we should covet earnestly the best gifts. Now, what a gift is godly sorrow and repentance. Yes, to be ashamed of ourselves. Thoroughly, thoroughly ashamed. It speaks and sets forth this sorrow, this repentance. And you say that there'll be a tender walking in the fear of God. And there will be a forsaking of our sin and our iniquity. Ah, yes, and dear soul, and you and I are not going to be able to forsake our sin in our own strength. No, you're not. You can try it if you wish, but you won't succeed. Say, well then, how are we going to do it? Looking unto Jesus. The only way, dear soul. Yeah. By looking up. By that simple, blessed prayer of the dear woman. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to forsake sin. Ah, the apostle writes, doesn't he, there in Hebrews 12. The sin which doth so easily beset us. Well, you got this besetting sin. And you know by the teaching of the Holy Spirit that you shouldn't be doing it. But perhaps, dear soul, you just cannot get yourself away from it. It's like a powerful magnet. It draws your affections, the lusts of the flesh. But dear soul, prayer. Looking heavenward. And let's be careful here. We could say prayer. This whole is got to be sincere prayer. And there's got to be this whole that genuine hatred in your heart and mine to our sin and our iniquities. Oh, and to abhor ourselves and to repent in dust and ashes. Before this mighty eye. Yes, but dear soul, he will. You see, come back then. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I, even I. And he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Blotteth out thy transgressions. Friends, yes. Perhaps, dear soul, you've got many blots. You know, it's like the boy, isn't it? That is always doing something wrong. And his father said to him, now then, every time you do something wrong, you're going to put a nail in a door, I believe it was.
and this boy kept doing things that are wrong, and the door was covered in nails. And he thought about it. Oh, and he then prayed about it. He hadn't prayed before. And his father had told him, when you do things that are right, I'll take the nails out. Well, slowly, yes, the nails came out of the door. And one day, the last nail came out. And his father said to him, now, you see, all the nails are gone. And the boy burst into tears. He said, yes, but the marks are still there. Blotted out thy transgressions. But what does the Lord say? And wilt not remember thy sins. But the Lord won't remember. But there's all the marks are there for you and I to see. For you and I to observe. So that what? So that we are kept humble before the Lord. So that we are kept looking unto Jesus. I. Well, perhaps that seems a poor attempt, and maybe it is, but I am he that blotted out thy transgressions. And if there's a poor, poor sinner here this morning, with all their sin and all their iniquity, dear, all you go to the Lord in prayer. You fall down before him. Poor David did, didn't he? Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Poor Peter went out and wept bitterly. The children of Israel cried out, we have sinned. And again you see, the dear man in the temple. The parable, yes, the publican. Oh, he would not so much as lift up his eyes toward heaven, but cried, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. But he was doing one other thing, dear soul. He was doing one other thing. What was that? He was smiting upon his breast. I like to think of the hymn, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes. Pain the eyes of that poor boy, didn't it, with all the nails in the door. Yes. And you say, and as the boy observed, the marks were still there. Yes. You see, a dear soul that is forgiven of all their iniquity and all their sin. Yes. But they remember them. God says he'll not remember them, but they will remember them. And yes. And it keeps us then, I say, humble at his feet. So that there's this constant, gracious
exercise before God, that He will keep our feet at the door of our lips. Because we know that left, you see, dear Peter, why, he was quite sure that he had got enough strength to go to prison, to go to death. He would never, ever deny the Lord. But poor Peter didn't know the depth of his heart. And some of us, I trust, have been taught, yes, something of the depth of our heart. We didn't realise what sin dwelt within us, within our heart. And it's caused us to cry. And it's caused us to fall humbly before Him. I don't seem to be getting very far, do we? This I. Again. This I here is able, dear soul. It just comes to mind as I was going to say that, but why this I here speaks here in Exodus. Here's the children of Israel in Egypt. God's remembered them. The Lord now calls Moses at the backside of the desert. There's the tree that burns and it's not consumed. Moses turns aside and the Lord speaks to Moses, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. I have surely seen. Now, I've seen the affliction. I've seen the trouble. I've seen the distress. I know the perplexities. I know what it's all about. But dear soul, I've heard. I've heard. He's seen, he's heard, and he knows. But he says this also in the prophecy of Ezekiel. And I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Yes. To do it for them. To do what? Whatever that affliction is. Isaiah 45. I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight and break in pieces the gates of brass, cutting sunder the bars of iron. Oh, the obstacles removed, the ways provided, the Lord here it is that doth go before thee, he be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years, said the Lord to dear Hezekiah. Egypt again, Israel again in Egypt. I have
surely seen. Our gracious this blessed eye is. This great Lord God. You know, he doesn't just say, I have seen your affliction. I have surely seen. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who under Jesus for refuge have fled? I have surely seen. I have heard and I know. I know. So he knows all about it from the beginning to the end. You and I know in part about is how the time will come. No, haven't got it here. But not till he unrolled the canvas and tell the reason why the dark threads and the bright threads all in the pattern found. Yes, but when he unrolls that canvas, you see, there it speaks of the man that was in charge. He would be on the top of the loom, directing the workers underneath to push this thread here and that thread there. And underneath, it looks very, very mysterious. What are all these threads about? What's this golden thread here? What's this dark black thread here? This dark deep brown thread here? But when he unrolls it, when he shows you and I this whole, the finished world of his glorious plan, of divine providence and grace to your poor never dying soul, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. What I do, and sometimes, dear soul, you and I, we do not know. We know the beginning till now, but there's the end. We don't know what from here to there is. We have to walk by faith and not by sight, looking unto Jesus. Yes, it's one dear soul that is able then, is able. I am the Lord. Yeah. And, you know, dear Israel, were to prove this, were they not? That the Lord was indeed the great I am that I am. Dear Moses said, who shall I say hath sent me? I am. Had sent me unto you. The I am. I. It is all. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter and he will make it plain. I leave a few simple thoughts for this morning. Amen.
the collections last Lord's Day were £720, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday School this afternoon, Mr. Pont will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 324. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends should all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide, the Scripture assures us, the Lord will provide. Hymn 324.
do pray thy help through the remainder of the day with the children this afternoon and here tonight. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.